Once Colin Kaepernick's protests of the national anthem were publicized, others began to demonstrate as well. Professional football players, other pro athletes, and high school students.
Are you ready for it?
On September 10th, football players from Mission High School in San Francisco were headed to a game in Redwood City. They were led by San Francisco Chronicle Player of the Year, Nyame Harris, a 17-year-old senior quarterback from Bayview.
We was talking about it on the bus with each other, and we was talking about what Kaepernick did a couple games before. And right before the national anthem came on, we were coming back from the coin toss. And we tell everybody to take a knee, and we're going to take a knee for the rights of the United States. And when I took a knee and everyone else took a knee, I felt that I was a big leader and I felt like I was doing something right.
Everybody followed his lead, except one player. Kicker Duncan Lau stood behind his teammates as they knelt during the national anthem, and he held his fist in the air. He respected the protest of his football family, but he also wanted to honor his grandfather.
He was a colonel in World War II, and I mean, he risked his life for the anthem and for the flag, and he lost plenty of friends and family to it too, as well. It's not supposed to be disrespectful towards anybody, but it's supposed to be more supportive and constructive towards both sides. I mean, that's why I raised the fist as well, just to show that I was both sides of my family, so.
The impromptu demonstration took head coach Greg Hill by surprise. He says he supported his team, but he himself stayed standing.
I have uncles who have Purple Hearts in the military from when they were in the armed forces, so I'm supporting my team and what they do, and at the same time, I stand out of respect.
The team's protest drew national media attention. Kicker Duncan Lau says he and his teammates received praise and criticism.
There's a lot of racist comments, sexist comments. There's a lot of hateful words, and that I'm not going to say on the press, but. It's just a lot of hate that that we shouldn't see in our country because we're supposed to be one people. But the reason we kneel is because we're not one people right now. We're just two separate sides.
The action brought the team together. They went on to sweep all of their games in the San Francisco Unified School District. They've got a playoff game Thursday at Kezar Stadium. In East Oakland, Ed Washington is the head football coach of another school, Castlemont High. He got a call one day from Kaepernick's manager. The NFL quarterback heard that the players had held their own protest, laying down during the national anthem, and he wanted to meet with them. So he did. You can hear him talking with the students in this cell phone video.
I see your courage, your confidence, and that's something that you have to be able to speak into each other as well. When you talk to him with confidence. Speak confidence into him. You're going to play great today. You're going to be the best player out there. And not just the best player on the field, you're going to be the best player when you walk off that field and into the real world.
Coach Washington says the students were
stunned. They were stunned, man. They were stunned and they were excited and they were happy.
I had to come support y'all because the same way y'all took a stand and stood with me, I had to come out here and stand with y'all. So I appreciate what y'all did. I love y'all. Y'all my brothers. I'm here with you.
Kaepernick's contact with the team didn't end with that visit. Coach Washington.
Kaepernick, and this is just between I'll put it out there. Kaepernick buys us pregame meals every week. And he buys postgame meals just to get these kids fed and to help me out because he really appreciate what we're doing. He invited us down to the little function he threw downtown. And, man, it's just a beautiful thing, man. When he said he was our brother, he was their brother, he meant that. And he meant that because he's showing that. We got people from Oakland won't even come over here to our school. And we in probably the roughest part of Oakland. And none of people won't even show up, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, on a got that platform. So for him to do that and take a stand, that was real big and that was powerful.